Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
So this is our M4 division today. I'm going to take you from the bottom to the top. So Queen's M4 are the sandwich boat, having overbumped in the previous division. I thought that they would just row over, but no, the mighty Queen's overbumped to hit Jesus and reach the top, which means that they are the highest ranked M4 in the competition as it stands. They're chasing Angry Ruskin M1, who haven't rowed here since last May, so welcome back to them, who are chasing Morden M3, who hopefully won't crash like Morden M4. Christ M3 then chasing City Sussex 2, Homerton 2 chasing Selwyn 3, Hughes Hall 2, Wolves 2, Downing 3, Corpus 2, St Ed's 2, St Cat's 3, Keys 3, Darwin 2, Fitzwilliam 2, Clare 3, and King M2 at the top, hoping that they will keep their position as the sandwich boat in the M3 division, which is coming up later on. Now, this is where the division starts to get more serious, because there are lots of M2 boats, there's even an M1 boat in here, but there are fewer boats that are in it for the laughs. And this is where we should start to see a fair bit of skill in the rowing, because some of the lower boats that have been coming past have been wobbling in the water a lot, they've been rocking from side to side, which means that the boat isn't a very experienced boat. Compare the M4 and 5 divisions to the M1 divisions, and they're rowing two completely different races. So this M4 division is where it starts to get a little bit more serious. So this time I'm standing at Grassy Court, just about in the sun, although I'd quite like it if it decided that it was going to stay out longer than 5 minutes at a time. I'm looking left to right, a lovely day, quite windy, which should make it interesting coming round some of the corners for the Coxes. Then we've got Daisy, who's down towards the start. She's just beyond first post corner, and Ellie is just past Bitten, looking up onto the long reach. So, Daisy, what can you see down there? Is anything happening?
Nothing's quite happening yet. I can just see the crews in the distance by the railway bridge. I can see Kings and Clare, but currently I think they're just preparing themselves. They're probably running through the race mentally. And I can see people bending down, prepared to push the boats off, but nothing pushed off yet, obviously, because the one-minute cannon hasn't quite gone. There are a few spectators' bank parties up near the railway bridge, but actually passed in the other direction towards Grassy Corner. There isn't really much going on. I think there's probably quite a few more waiting at Grassy Corner, because this being a higher division, probably more of the bumps are going to happen a little bit later on around Grassy. Maybe we'll see some action around first post corner, hopefully. So I can just see the crews in the distance, and that's the one-minute cannon just gone. So they'll all be readying themselves for the race, because it's about to start imminently, it seems.
Lovely. Thank you, Daisy. So, yeah, Grassy Corner, there's a bit of a crowd building. People are coming out. There are some boaty blazers. I can see Claire, as ever, a huge presence at Bumps. I'm sure that we will be chatting to them later in the week, and I'm sure that we will be hearing them later in the week. I can also see some people from Newnham giving me a slightly offended look that I wasn't giving a shout-out to them as well. So shout-outs to everybody who is here watching. It's a lovely day for it, but we're waiting for the M4 division to really get going. The one-minute cannon has gone, so it should be imminent. So I'm going to throw back up to Daisy, further up the river, to let us know what's going on. Any sign of action there, Daisy?
Yeah, definitely. All the crews seem to have pushed out. They're just getting into position now. Oh, no, they're pretty much all in the middle of the river, all kind of becoming poised. So I think we're going to hear the start cannon quite soon. I can see King followed by Claire. That's it. The start cannon has gone. So Kings have just pushed off, followed by Claire, who were then followed by Fitz, and then Darwin. And they're just coming past, about to come past now. Still quite a bit of distance between King's M2 and Claire M3. But it looks like Fitz M2 might be fairly close to Claire M3 from what I can see from here. There's a Ducks just going past. I hope they get out of the way of Kings, who are speeding past me right now. Quite a bit of distance between them and Claire, over a boat length. However, Fitz are getting quite close to Claire. I'd say about a length. We've got whistles blowing for Fitz M2 on Claire M3. But then they're quite closely followed by Darwin, about just over another length between them. Maybe two lengths now. Fitz seems to be pulling away and a lot closer to Claire as we go past first row is Paunch Corner, so I think maybe there could be a bump later on between Fitz and Claire, followed by Darwin. Now I can see Keys, who are quite away from Darwin, but Corpus Christi are way behind them. So we think we must have had a bump between St Edmunds and St Catherine's M3. They must have bumped. I can see two crews pulled over, so that must be them. So behind Corpus Christi, we have Downing, who have just conceded. Downing has just conceded to Wilson and Pooh, so there's been another bump in front of me. I saw the Cox's arm go up, and they're just pulling over now. So that was Downing M3 bumped by Wilson M2. So Beth, what's going on Grassy Corner?
So everything's going on at Grassy Corner. I've just had Kings coming past me looking quite strong. Claire not catching up on them, but the gap between Fitz and Claire is minuscule. The whistles are going mad. There is going to be a bump here. They've almost got overlap, Fitzwilliam, onto Claire. In fact, they have got overlap. They need to make contact at all the cops of Claire needs to see. I reckon that's going to happen as they go out. Oh, but no, Fitz have taken an incredibly wide line through Grassy. Pull it back so they don't crash straight into the bank, which means that Claire have pulled away. I've got Darwin coming past me now. Keys behind them, looking quite slow. And in the distance, I can see Corpus. So we can confirm that there's been a bump between St Edmunds and St Catherine's. But Fitz have really made an error with their line through Grassy there. They're pulling it back a bit. I think they've gained on Claire again. That's going to be one for Ellie to watch around Ditton. But as we're going past, no more bumps so far. Daisy, has anything else happened? Because there's a huge gap to Corpus.
Yeah, exactly. I can see Sydney Sussex M2 coming past. No sign of Homerton M2 and Selwyn M3. So I think we can say that Homerton M2 have bumped Selwyn M3. So I've just had Sydney Sussex Grove past me. And also no sign of Christ. We've just got Anglia Ruskin rowing past, which must mean that Magdalen M3 have bumped Christ M3 as well. So we've had a lot of bumps up here. We've got Queens M4 about to row past now. They're going very slowly, understandably, because they've over-bumped in the M5 division. So they're the sandwich boat rowing tiredly back, and, you know, they're nowhere near Anglia Ruskin. So we've had another two bumps at the bottom of the division there. Beth, Ellie, can you see anything? To Ellie. Ellie, can you see anything down at Ditton?
Yes. Kings are just about to row past me. I am on Ditton Corner, and Kings are just about to turn onto the long reach. Which is like a tricky corner, because often the wind starts to hit on the long reach. They're looking pretty strong, and they're still at the head of the table. I can see that Darwin just about to row past me. I think Fitz have just bumped Claire. They are Claire now on the side of the bank, and Fitz looks as if they're moving to the side. Darwin's rowing past, I think. Yeah, Fitz have bumped Claire. Darwin's still looking pretty strong, but Kings have about three or four boat lengths on them, so I'm not sure if Darwin have a chance of catching Kings, although they are looking pretty tidy as well. About to row past are Keys. Keys are pretty far behind Darwin, so they're going to have to really pull out of the bag if they aim to catch up with Darwin, which is as they were rowing up, Darwin actually bumped Keys just at the plow, and they had a bit of friendly banter there, but obviously Keys looking pretty tired now, so I don't know.
Okay, so back at Grassy, I'm going to take you through the bumps that we think have happened. Anglia Ruskin have just come past me, gaining significantly on Sydney Sussex M2. So they might even be going for the overbump. And I've got Queens coming past me looking very tired. They've already rowed a very, very long way, very fast today. So it's no surprise that they didn't quite make it up onto Anglia Ruskin. I'm going to say to Ellie, watch out for Anglia Ruskin overbumping onto Sydney Sussex M2. But so far, we've had Claire M3 being bumped by Fitz M2, St Pat's M3 being bumped by St Ed's M2, Downing M3 being bumped by Wilson M2, Selwyn M3 being bumped by Homerton M2, and Christ M3 being bumped by Magdalen M3. Ellie, what happened between Darwin and Keys? Was there a bump there?
There wasn't. Darwin was pretty far in front of Keys. There's about maybe three bow lengths between them. It doesn't look as if there's been a bump there.
Fantastic. Well, that's pretty much all that we're going to have from the river for now. The only thing I'm going to say to look out for is the Anglia Ruskin Sydney Sussex thing. Ellie, can you see either of those boats? Has something happened?
I can hear the whistling, though. I can hear about maybe two whistles, which the corner's still obscuring my sight, but I can't see anything. Oh, wait, here comes Sydney around this corner. There's about maybe a length between them. Sydney's still looking pretty strong, though, but as I say, it's at this point in the course when the crew's really beginning to look tired and the wind starts to hit off the long reach. and we're looking from about half a length on Sydney Pacific. But then again, both crews are looking really tired. But I'm going to keep a lookout. I'm going to be risking actually gaining on Sydney. They've got about maybe a quarter of a canvas between them. Quarter of a boat. Oh, Sydney, look as if they're about to start. They're looking a bit shaky now. They can see, obviously, they can see Angmira Ruskin coming right up there behind. Angmira Ruskin still looking strong. But Sydney, some of the blades are a bit all over the place. They're so close now. They're about halfway down the reach, but still so close.
Okay, Ellie, thank you for that. So we will confirm as to whether Anglia Ruskin managed to catch up on Sydney Sussex M2 when we go and get our confirmed results. But I reckon that we can call most of the rest of the division there. So rowing over at the top was Kings, Clare bumped by Fitzwilliam, Darwin and Keys look like they're going to row over. They're not going to be caught anytime soon. St. Cat's bumped by St. Ed's. Corp is going to row over. Downing bumped by Wolfson. Hughes Hall going to row over. Darwin bumped by Homerton. Sydney Sussex possibly rowing over, possibly being overbumped by Anglia Ruskin. Christ bumped by Motlin. And Queens at the bottom rowing over. It's a very long way for them to row home, but they've had a very good race today already. So, Ellie, just before we hand back to the studio, has anything happened between Anglia Ruskin and Sydney?
I think Anglia Ruskin have bumped Sydney Sussex. They have pulled into the bank, and Sydney has just continued to row. Well, home, I suppose. But Anglia Ruskin have bumped Sydney, and they are receiving their greenery.
So we have had our first overbump of the day, I think, there between Anglia Ruskin M1 onto Sydney Sussex M2. Congratulations to them. But that's it from the M4 division.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Right, we're going to interrupt that wonderful James Bay song. James Bay, of course, playing at Jesus May Ball next week. But anyway, we have results from the river. Hopefully, we have Ellie, who has the confirmed results. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, I do have the confirmed results. Basically, there was a bit of an argument about whether Anglia Ruskin bumped Sydney Sussex because Selwyn and Homerton crashed out, which meant Homerton bumped Selwyn, and also Magdalen bumped Christ, but they also crashed out. So, technically, they can't award technical overbumps, so it means that Anglia Ruskin have just rowed over and Sydney Sussex have a technical row over. So that's all the confusion there. But further to that, Queen's 4 have rowed over, and Hughes 4 rowed over, then Wolfson bumped Downing, and St. Edmunds bumped St. Cat's, which meant that Corpus Christi got the overbump on Keys. Darwin then rowed over, Fitz bumped Clare 3, and then King's 2 rowed over as well.